The First Vision, Searching for the Truth by Ronald O. Barney, Senior Archivist, LDS Church Archives. Joseph Smith's concerns about his standing before God led him to the sacred grove where the restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ began. Even as a youth, Joseph Smith possessed an introspective disposition. His mother, Lucy Mack Smith, wrote that during Joseph's early life, he was given to meditation and deep study. Of his youthful searching, the prophet Joseph Smith wrote in 1832, "At about the age of 12 years, my mind became seriously impressed with regard to all the important concerns for the welfare of my immortal soul. For 3 years I pondered many things in my heart concerning the situation of the world of mankind. Then," he added, "I felt to mourn for my own sins." As he searched for the truth, he concluded that the religious world in which he lived had apostatized from the true and living faith, and that there was no society or denomination that built upon the gospel of Jesus Christ, as recorded in the New Testament, something the Lord later confirmed to him. While Joseph's youthful apprehension about his standing before God may seem insignificant as a motive to inaugurate the work destined to fill the whole earth, it was part of the motivation that inspired his searching prayer that spring morning in 1820. The prophet Joseph wrote, "I came to the conclusion that I must either remain in darkness and confusion, or else I must ask of God. I at length came to the determination to ask of God, and I retired to the woods to make the attempt. It was on the morning of a beautiful clear day, early in the spring of 1820. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 13 through 14. Indeed, when 14-year-old Joseph entered the secluded stand of timber on his family's farm near Palmyra, New York, he had salvation on his mind. Young Joseph's desire to please God and to be found acceptable by him was a characteristic of his personality. He finally resolved to call upon the Lord for mercy, for there was none else to whom I could go to obtain mercy. Hence he kneeled down and began to offer up the desires of his heart to God." Joseph Smith History 1, verse 15. Of his experience in the sacred grove, the prophet Joseph wrote, "A pillar of light above the brightness of the sun at noonday came down from above and rested upon me. Within that light," he said, "I saw the Lord, and he spake unto me." The first words that Joseph heard from the Savior filled him with unspeakable joy. "Joseph, my son, thy sins are forgiven thee." This heavenly declaration informing young Joseph that he was acceptable to God proved to be life-altering. Never again could Joseph wonder about the interest of God our Father and his Son Jesus Christ in him or about their love for the human family. Accompanying this article are a number of portraits depicting the first vision. On page 15, An Obscure Boy by Joseph Bricky, 1998. The Sacred Grove by Frank Magleby, oil painting, 1995. New York, Ontario County, Manchester, Sacred Grove by George Edward Anderson, a photograph, in 1907. Joseph Smith Seeks Wisdom from the Bible by Harold T. Dale Kilborn, oil painting, 1986. The Sacred Grove near Palmyra, New York, by George Edward Anderson, a photograph, in 1907. After Much Contemplation by Al Rounds, an oil painting, 1989. Joseph Smith's First Vision by Avard T. Fairbanks, a marble statuette, 1958. Joseph Smith's First Vision by Greg K. Olson, an oil painting, 1988. The First Vision by Warren Luke, hand-rubbed, lino-cut print, 1990. Joseph Smith's Desperate Plea for Deliverance by Gary L. Kapp, oil painting, the year 2000. Joseph's First Vision by Cuna Indians of the San Blas Islands, Panama, year unknown. "Joseph, This Is My Beloved Son, Hear Him," by Leon Parson, oil painting, 1999. First Vision by Craig Varner, a cast bronze statuette, 2001. Joseph Smith First Vision by D. Carl Danielson, a leaded stained glass, 1989. Joseph Smith's first vision, Artist Unknown, Leaded Stained Glass, 1913. End of the article, The First Vision, Searching for the Truth, by Ronald O. Barney, Senior Archivist, LDS Church Archives.